So Sam, I couldn't help but notice, but your steed looks a bit fancier than usual. What's up with that?
I feel a bit evil, really, because I've done what I've always used to complain about and given into microtransactions, and especially when it comes to Blizzard.
I don't think there's anything micro about the transaction that you just made.
No, it was 17 of my hard-earned British pounds spent on a flashy, flying celestial horse mount.
It does look like a constellation.
Yeah, I mean, the looks are really nice to it, actually. I mean, the only thing is that, like, there are way more people with them than I thought there would be, so obviously loads of people have got them, so it doesn't look as unique, but I'm pleased with kind of how it looks and how it feels, and, I mean, I rock around with a Tauren, so the Taurens always look good on horses because they look way too big for it, and the horses are bigger too. But
and I've noticed that mounts scale up to make them larger when a Tauren is riding them.
Yeah, and they also scale up with buffs as well, so if you can get some of those, there's a few buffs left in-game that you can increase your size and your horse will get equally huge.
Yeah.
So that's always good for hanging around in annoying places in front of banks and post boxes.
Do you remember that troll in that troll village in Durotar that towards the very beginning of the game used to make you about like...
Tiny. It was like a voodoo hex thing, yeah.
And one that made you like super tall.
Yes. That was great. I should go back there with it.
Anyway, like, I agree it's cool. I just think $17.99 is a crazy amount for it. Like, how much did the Wrath of the Lich King cost?
Let's see. Well, I got the special edition, but I also bought just a normal version too, and that was £24.
Yeah.
So,
like, which has more content?
Okay, so there's a whole expansion and then there's a horse.
Yeah, one's two-thirds of the price of the other.
If they had told me that it was going to be just a flying mount for just my one main character, then I definitely wouldn't throw £17 at it, but...
It comes on all the other characters.
It comes on every single character I have on my account on any server, and also scales up accordingly, so it will work for my like level 30 warrior that I've got as well, and then scale up into a flying mount when I get access to a flying mount. And for me, the most important thing about this is that because it is both a flying mount and a normal mount, depending on when you use it, it means I can save on a keybind on my keyboard, like valuable keybinds.
Oh yeah, my action bar has both my flying and non-flying mounts on it still.
Yeah.
Which I guess will change with Cataclysm.
Yeah, the only thing actually that I expected that didn't happen was that I thought that maybe the change would be seamless, so it wouldn't let you take off on the mount when you were in a non-flying place, and then suddenly you would be able to, but it's almost as if there are actually two versions of the mount, and then it just spawns whichever one...
Okay, so if you go to, like...
So if I'm in Dalaran, and I'm in the main bit of Dalaran, and on my walkie horse, if I go up to the bit where you can take off, Crassus Landing, if I try and take off, my horse will jump, because I'm still on the land one. So to turn it into the flying one, I have to dismount and then remount...
I guess to turn it
into the flying one, which I guess is probably something to do with the way that the game is coded.
Yeah.
Because there'd probably be all kinds of exploits and bugs where you could accidentally get it to do the other one and you'd be able to fly around Azeroth and all kinds of crazy things.
I just couldn't imagine the hack they had to do in order to get that to work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it is an expensive amount to spend on something so kind of trivial, just for a cosmetic change. I mean, if I didn't have the kind of spare money that I do now, kind of just to spend on frivolous things, then it definitely wouldn't be one for me. If I was back playing in my uni days, no way would I be able to. Like, I'd be thinking, wow, you know, that would be food for a week.
Yes, or this mount.
Half towards a new graphics card. Or
you haven't bought the pets yet.
No, the pets are just a stretch too far. I mean, I think the pets were £9, but really, they do nothing. They have no functional use whatsoever, and I don't tend
think
to
look that cool. So
no, there's so far there's a little XT robot who's in Ildar and a little Lich King, and then a Pandaren one, I think.
But the Pandaren would be cool, but
yeah, but again, like, they're so tiny, no one sees them. Like, with a mount, it's right there and in your face. Everyone knows that you've got it, and
yeah, and as a hunter, you already have something following you around all the time. So.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, but I don't want to support it, but I feel myself doing it anyway, so it's a pretty evil place that I hope I don't get too addicted to.
Yeah. Looks cool though.
Yeah.